So,
just put it to, you know, I'll have it. I'll put it on your lap.
Keep the two away, because the motor might do.
Might influence.
I have it in the taxi.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm talking to people.
I should imagine it's quite good, because obviously you have
a menagerie, shall I say, of different people.
You're using some big words, you are. What? You look back on this database. What's that word mean?
I'm sure that won't.
Mind you, and for compiling dictionaries, I think it's used for as well.
Yeah.
Mind you, I bought a dictionary about a month, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was looking in it, and there were lots of slang words that I thought, did you put that word in for?
That's,
you know,
because it's so common.
Yes, that's it. It's them many slang words. I thought, well, fancy putting them in. What will they be putting in next? You know, I thought that the English language was being corrupted.
Yeah.
Mm. Where's Anthony's place?
Closing down.
He's been closing Dentons, haven't
they? This is for real now, John.
It's not a
joke now. It's for real.
Is it?
Yeah.
Has he got anything much left?
Depends what you want, really.
I suppose you'll get stuff as well, as long as he's got orders for it.
Well, he's still getting certain things in, like doors, I think, and what have you. But I don't think he's going for the DIY sort of stuff now. I think he's dropping that.
Has he rented the premises?
I don't think so. I think it might be his. Oh, you mean rented it to somebody else?
Yes, I think.
One part of it might be rented out, but not the shop. But I think he might be renting that out as well.
I can't fathom out that light's coming.
That's your parking brake.
Well, handbrake.
Does it mean that your brakes are low? No, because that's your parking brake. No. Well, I can't. Unless it's just the light's a bit funny or what have you.
It doesn't. Well, before it was all right, but it's just as if I've started out. I thought, I haven't pulled the brake on. No, but it won't go any
higher. Maybe it'll clear itself on.
It could be the what's it to worn down, the brake pads, I think.
Maybe, but it's the wrong one, isn't it? That's the P for parking brake.
Brakes are all right. Well,
that
wasn't long when I put some brakes on.
Well, I was going to say, Don, if the brakes have gone, the list will record our last words.
Yes. Also, if I get any real terrible people in the car,
I
press that on, you know.
Yeah.
So if they did bit hit me at the back of the head, they'd have the you know what was worth
like. Oh, dear. Well, I mean, you want to take this in the pub, wouldn't you? What have you?
Well, I was going to. But, you know, my pockets, I can't fit, they stitched up. I can't get that down.
I can get it in mine, go on.
It's alright. And you can have that on your lapel, sort
of. Yeah, I look a bit strange, but
somewhere.
I'll have to have it discreet. I'll have it on my tie. Lower it down on my tie. And recording the conversations.
Oh, it's gone now. It went out that day when it just went over
It might be. It's probably maybe a dodgy earth or something that keeps the light on. Because it's only a bulb, isn't it?
I wonder if it could be the brake fluid.
It's probably a dodgy connection.
New batteries today, well tonight.
Do they pay for your batteries as well?
I think they give me a stack of batteries and told me to change the batteries after every three tapes.
It must cost them a fortune to, pay for all these. So they give you the Walkman while you're doing this, and they give you the batteries.
I'm just
been to pick up a chat, you see, for the balance. You know, across the Ethan Mills, we've got to, we pay for different things.
Yes.
Well, I went down to give him my bill because I hadn't heard anything from, I hadn't seen my bill because there's a bit where I write everything down there. And he was going to leave me tonight, it just so happens that I've caught him tonight. And we've sorted out the balance up to the end of December, so they actually owed us money. Even though we both owed each other, the balance was in our favour. So we're better off. So that's got to go in the bank.
Who is that account, sir?
Phil Hoskins.
You knew the accounts, aren't you?
Yeah.
You find it easy to do?
It's not difficult at all, really, Don. I think when you first take it over, it might be a bit of a prospect for the end of the month, because during the month it's a doddle. It just maybe a bit inconvenient going to the bank sometimes during your dinner break, what have you. But it doesn't take very long. It's pretty straightforward. I usually refer to the previous month's things anyway, just to make sure I'm doing everything right, because I usually forget them at the month end. No. You on the first or the second side of the tape?
First. No.
This is disabled.
Oh, it is.
Is
your bad leg better yet?
I've got a bad back when it doesn't class me as disabled.
Inside.
I think I'll take my coat off before I go in. Because if it's a bit smoky or what have you.
Oh god, I don't think it'll be smoky. I don't think there'll be enough people in to make it smoky. You're not going to take that in there?
Yeah, I'm going to take. Run away. Run away. So, with the pianist and somebody, where did you say? Just a pianist?
One of the barmaids.
One of the barmaids. She doesn't think you're trying to chat her up, Don. No. Don't want to get the wrong impression. Desolate, isn't it? Because it's trying to be. You know, there's sort of bosh affair, and doing like. Did you go to London that time, Don? And we went last year. It wasn't bad, was it? But wasn't it? This is a bit more impressive, actually.
55, is it? Average. No, it doesn't.
Are you back? Right? Yeah. I'll have a Pepsi. Right. Yeah. Pepsi.
Okay.
No thanks. Any old person come in here then?
I
have to remember this because it's not too bad. You know, he just wanted to come for a drink, you know.
I mean, you could never afford it. To have a roommate like this for the night, you'd never be able to afford it. You can come in, it's like a room, isn't it?
Well, it's just, well, yeah. It's
nobody in it, you know, yourselves. And you haven't got the responsibility of the upkeep. Living in luxury.
Look at these from them. Are these from these warriors they dug up? Is it Japan or somewhere they dug a load of them up? The soldiers that got in the tomb or something.
The terracotta.
How are they? Sorry, mate, people. Do, but not on a great number of occasions, you know. I can't remember. Where were we last time? I think we went to Trentford Hotel. But we also go to the Highland, where what do you call it? The Indian place that we are on the Highland.
Bilash,
yeah. That's quite nice. Oh, you mean the Indian place? Did you ever go when it was the Italian before?
No.
Because they did. Do you like Italian? Italian.
No.
You know garlic bread, don't you? Well, they did a garlic bread, but they did it as a pizza. So it was like a pizza base, but they had like garlic on the top, and it was fantastic, lovely. But I didn't, well, it closed down anyway, it became the Indian. I never went to it as the Indian. Oh, I never went to it as the Italian, but I tried the girls who were in my old office. They used to have the pizza and bread, garlic bread and what have you, so.
I don't think there's much point in just putting it down.
No, no, no. What is it real like? I don't know what.
Well, you know where.